by the way, I don't know when this good morning thing started on Big Fatty. I feel like I'm the beginning of his show so often, or Daniel and I, but because we must talk about Big Fatty all the time. But now I know I've been paying more closer attention and I know what the good morning is now. Daniel asked me on The Mix if I was going to, when I called Big Fatty, if I was going to do a good morning for him. And I was like, what the hell is a good morning? I will admit that I stay behind on, I've been continually subscribed to Big Fatty Online. Like since I subscribed years ago, I've been subscribed. But I will also admit that there are times when I'm weeks, if not sometimes even further behind, because I do them from oldest to newest. And so I'm not generally caught up with what's going on today. He sneakily added this good morning thing. I don't know when he added it, but he added it at some point. And I just didn't pay attention, or I went, but now I went back and I listened to like the most recent.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He sneakily added this good morning thing.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it ends the Fat One, and this is episode 4116. The BFO for Wednesday the 15th of November 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, we're gonna hop in the Wayback Machine today. I'm gonna tell you about my day, and there was something in the Villa mailbox.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Boker tov yishemin gadol.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day.
Hello, Sneakies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Sneakies today because evidently, Big Fatty has snuck this good morning thing into the little show. Speaking of good mornings, y'all, wishing us a good morning today. Y'all, that's Mrs. La 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 Lauren and the gayish, not the gayish, B. You just go leave the train wreck intact, huh? Yeah, I'll get around to fixing it. Y'all, today, the 15th of November, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he used to be on that Don't Quit Your Day Job, y'all. He was known on the old gal show for singing and doing all kinds of little skits or whatever. It's none other than the one and only Pat Geick rhymes with Dyke. It's true, Big Fatty. We love Pat Dyke, not Pat Geick. No, it just gets worse. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all used to be a longtime listener. I don't think he listens anymore. But Archer, I think, met him on a cruise of a lifetime. And I want to say he is in Mississippi or Louisiana. I don't really know. I don't remember. But y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Puffreddy Beans. Hey, we love Puffreddy. I wonder if he's still out there. I don't know. So reach out, Puffreddy. And y'all, he used to be on the Howdy Do Pancakes out there in the San Francisco. Y'all came to Big Fatty's meet and greets, and even came to a Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only J.R. Big Fatty. We love we do indeed. And next up, we have a former co-host of the Underpants Show. Y'all, he's up there in the northern Mexico. Y'all, he takes a picture out his window every morning. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Urban Guy T.O. Big Fatty, we love Urban Guy T.O. And y'all, finally, y'all, she's a lamb. She's a lamb, a long-time listener, and you heard her say good morning. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Miseries Lauren. Big Fatty, we love Miseries Lauren. So, y'all, if you see any of them on the social medias, wish them a big old piece of cake.
Hello there, Peabody here. Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
What famous date shall I set it to today, Mr. Peabody?
October 19th, 2022, Sherman.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
People make fun of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3836 of the FO for Wednesday the 19th of October 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, I'm going to go get my camisole. It's cold.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Figs.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Wake up, the sunshine, and share this rainy day.
Hello, sunshiners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your sunshiners today because, y'all, we got some entries into the good morning participation, play along with us. Send your entries in. You can call them in or send them, I don't care. Just send them by broom. Yeah, I guess so, y'all. So, you heard old Crooked Hat saying, Big Fatty slipped this good morning, Big Fatty thing in. Just slipped it in, y'all. It was October the 19th of last year, not this year. It has been going for more than a year. And, you know, I subscribe. I'm a little behind. Y'all, he's at least a year behind, if that's the case. So, anyway, y'all, and y'all, did you hear the very first good morning was the Laughing Buddha and my Northeast Straight Jenny and Moose P. And y'all, I never finished telling you who was our good mornings today. Y'all, it was Miseries Lauren. And y'all, I said the gayish boys, but it wasn't the gayish boys. Y'all, it was the Yiddish boys. then the final one there was my Northeast Straight Jenny. Big Fatty, some things never change. It's a train wreck no matter what year it is. It's true. Spirited, happy music always makes us happy. It's true. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, let's see. That would have been Monday. And y'all, I watched the Jeopardy. And yeah, I turned out of the sports ball, and y'all, did some more decorating around the villa here, and got the tree all finished up, y'all, it was a lovely evening, but y'all, I was tired. I was tired by the time I had done all of that. But y'all, I think everything's looking nice. I think most of the inside is decorated now. I've got a few little knickknacks that I need to put out. But y'all then slept like a baby and woke up about maybe 10 after 6, 6:15, somewhere in there. And, excuse me, y'all, I'm recording this later than normal. Yes, Quick Fatty, but you yawn, whether it's early or late, it's true. Got up, and I had my coffee, watched Miss Gail King, read the paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I was off. To see if I could go see the vampire again. Y'all, I arrived. There was no waiting. The phlebotomist was in attendance today. And so she got my information and took me back. And there was the bite on the side of the neck to draw the blood. And y'all, after she had finished up and taped my arm up and everything, I said, you know, I was in here a couple of weeks ago and had my blood drawn, but the results never showed up. They never came to my doctor nor to me, and it was just a mystery. And the lady goes, well, that's very odd. And she says, when did you come in? And I couldn't remember exactly, but we narrowed it down to either the 23rd or the 25th. Of October, and so y'all, she went in and she's looking through the records, and she says, "Well, yes, I see that you were checked in and blood was drawn, but I don't see anything else." I don't know what happened. She says, "We're going to have to investigate this because this is a serious error." And I said, "Well, I don't want to get anybody in trouble or anything. I just thought it ought to be brought to your attention." And she was very nice, and she's going to call me and notify my doctor once they figure out what happened. But y'all, after that, I came home, had a little breakfast, because you know you have to fast. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, you cannot spell fast without fat. It's true. And so y'all, I ate a little something, and y'all, I did I decorated the Burl Ives tree here in the studio. It's the silver and gold, silver and gold, silver and gold. You know, Sam the Snowman sings that on Rudolph. Y'all, I put up the naughty tree, and I put up the naughty tree garland in the love chamber. And y'all put some of the empty containers back into the storage unit. And y'all, then after that, this happened.
Mystery day. Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, this was, I played with this, y'all, it was a young African-American, and 33, and I had played with him once before, but it just never materialized beyond that. Well, y'all, I'm on the Grin Doctor, and I hear me, Gritty. I'm close by. I just saw you on the Grin Doctor, and I thought I'd see how you're doing. And y'all, he came over here, and y'all, I only had about 45 minutes to play, but y'all, it was absolutely fantastic. I mean, fantastic. And y'all, it was just what the doctor ordered. Dr. Stone, you've done it again. And y'all, after he left, y'all, I had to hop in the chair because it was time to go over to Shady Pines to see the girls. And y'all had a lovely supper. I had the French onion soup and a baked potato with butter and sour cream, and that's all I wanted. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of weeks ago, I got a package from that Moose P, and he says, Big Freddy, hold on to this until you're closer to Thanksgiving. And y'all, I got a message from Moose P saying, oh, I think it's a pretty good time to go ahead and open the package. So, y'all, we're going to open it right now. We'll see what we got here. Y'all, this is it's a real mystery. Big Freddy, look. Y'all, there's a card. Let's see what the card is. All right, we got a card here, and it says, hope this Thanksgiving leaves you feeling special and loved, because that's just what you are. Happy Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day, and here's a little addition for the naughty tree, Big Freddy. And y'all, it's from a company called Ornamentally You. So y'all, let's just open it up. Since the naughty tree went up today, let's see what we got in here. Oh, Big Freddy, it's in a pouch. And let's just see what we got here. Big Freddy, y'all, it's a ointment, and it's got bobos on it. Big Freddy Moose, that's just as lovely as it can be. That will absolutely be perfect for the naughty tree. And oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, got another package from Moose P. That came by that Lesbeterian delivery service. But Moose, I don't know. Am I supposed to open it now or wait? I don't know. But I don't have time to open it today. So just let me know. Y'all, I'll put a picture. You know what? I'm going to wait and see what that other package is from Moose, and then I'll put a picture of all of it up. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, you heard us go back in the Wayback Machine. And after hearing that the Good Morning started Wednesday, October the 19th, 2022.
He sneakily added this Good Morning thing.
Oh, yes. You know, Big Freddy, he'll sneak something in and you won't notice it till a year or more.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.